Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Athlete's Edge, quick sports motivation. Your daily dose of inspiration to conquer your day, whatever that may look like. I'm Jake Carter, and let me tell you, life can feel like a never-ending game sometimes, right? Full of ups and downs, twists and turns. But here's the thing. We get to choose our playbook. We get to decide what goals we chase, what wins mean something to us. Today, we're diving deep into how to set goals that actually matter. The kind that light a fire under your belly and propel you forward, not just some random list you scribbled down in a moment of wishful thinking. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions, drifting from one day to the next? You know that feeling when something's missing, but you can't quite put your finger on it? Well, chances are, you might not be playing your game with purpose. We all have dreams, aspirations, things we want to achieve. But here's the catch, just dreaming about them isn't enough. We need a roadmap, a plan of attack. And that's where setting goals comes in. But let's be real, not every goal is created equal. Some are more meaningful than others, right? So, how do you set goals that actually matter? Here's your cheat sheet. 1. Know yourself. Before you even think about scribbling down a goal, take some time to reflect on what truly motivates you. What are your values? What brings you joy? What kind of impact do you want to make on the world? Your goals should align with these core aspects of who you are. 2. Make it specific. Vague goals lead to vague results. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try something like, I want to run a 5K in 6 months. The more specific your goal, the clearer your path becomes. It's like having a GPS. You know exactly where you're going and how to get there. 3. Break it down. Big goals can feel overwhelming. That's why it's important to break them down into smaller, manageable steps. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just jump out and run 26 miles on day 1. You start with shorter runs, gradually increasing your distance. Same goes for your goals. Celebrate those small victories along the way. 4. Write it down. There's something powerful about putting your goals on paper. It makes them feel real, tangible. Plus, having a written record keeps you accountable. Put that goal where you'll see it every day, on your fridge, your mirror, your phone wallpaper. Make it a constant reminder of what you're striving for. 5. Visualize success. Close your eyes and picture yourself achieving your goal. Feel the emotions associated with that success, the pride, the accomplishment, the joy. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help you stay focused and motivated. Think about Michael Jordan, one of the greatest basketball players ever. He didn't just show up on court and magically become a legend. He had goals, he visualized success, he broke down his training into manageable steps, and he held himself accountable. Remember that scene in Space Jam, when Bugs Bunny asks him if he believes in magic? And Jordan says, I believe in hard work. That's it right there, believing in the process, putting in the effort, and staying focused on your goal. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. You know that project you've been putting off? The one that feels daunting, overwhelming even? What if instead of avoiding it, you broke it down into smaller tasks? Imagine setting a timer for 30 minutes each day and tackling just one piece at a time. See? Suddenly, it doesn't seem so scary anymore, right? You're taking control, making progress, and celebrating those small wins along the way. So, what's your game plan? What goals are you going to chase with passion and purpose? Remember, life is a journey, not just a destination. And the most important thing is to enjoy the ride. Set those goals, break them down, visualize success, and go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little extra motivation, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, and join the conversation on social media. We're always here cheering you on. See ya next time on Athlete's Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.